the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: ZAMSA to dispose of expired medicines worth 129 million kwacha. Child killed and two injured in separate road accidents in Lusaka. And in international news, Mexico rejects Trump's reported military plan against drug cartels.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency has announced that it will commence the disposal of expired medicines and medical supplies worth 129 million kwacha starting this month. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Corporate Communications, Bradley Chingove, has explained that the 129 million kwacha worth of expired commodities represents 1.2% of the total stock procured between 2023 and December 2024. He has noted that this figure reflects a significant improvement compared to the 3% disposal rate recorded between 2021 and 2022. Mr. Chingove has attributed the expiry of these medical commodities to various factors, including the introduction of newer drugs, low demand resulting in overstocking, and changes in treatment protocols. He said the items set for disposal include antiretroviral drugs, cancer treatment commodities, dental supplies, essential medicines, and HIV test kits, among others.
The current batch of expired medicines and medical supplies, which accumulated between January 2023 and December 2024, represents only 1.2% of the total stock that we procured during this period. The value of this disposed and that has expired is valued at 129 million kwacha. So remember, this is stock that has accumulated between 2023 and December 2024. So this 1.2% of the stock that has expired is just a section of the total stock that we purchased or procured in 2023 and 2024.
Well, ZAMSA Senior Manager for Quality Assurance and Standards, Maclean Sakala, has disclosed that the agency has already transported 165 tons of expired medical commodities out of the over 500 tons available.
Currently, we have more than 500 tons of expired medicines. These are the medicines that expired between January 2023 and December 2024. So as ZAMSA, we have contracted the services of a disposal, waste disposal company called Clean Friends Limited. Clean Friends Limited will be disposing these commodities through the process called incineration. Incineration is basically burning these items at extreme high temperatures. What currently is happening is that we are transporting these expired medicines from our warehouses to the holding warehouse of this disposal company that is situated in Kasupe.
One person has died while two others sustained serious injuries in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka yesterday. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the fatal accident occurred around 1740 hours along Chaenda Clinic Road in Chaenda Compound and involved a Toyota Quantum minibus which was being driven by Joseph Sialunga and a pedestrian Prince Mwanza, aged 4. He said the child sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital. In a statement, Mr. Chilavi said preliminary investigations indicate that the driver failed to keep to his near side and struck the child, who was playing off the road. He said the body has been deposited in the mortuary awaiting post-mortem, while the driver remains in police custody. And Mr. Chilavi said in another accident, Kabangwe Police Post attended to a crash around 16:30 hours along 7070 Road near BK Bar, involving a Toyota Sienta which was being driven by Victor Banda of 10 Miles, who sustained injuries and is admitted to Levy Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital. Government has urged traditional leaders to embrace a forward-thinking approach and avoid imposing excessive fees for mineral exploration consent in their chiefdoms. Speaking during a meeting with representatives from Planet Gold Zambia, Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta has emphasized that demanding high fees from investors is detrimental to national development. He has encouraged the chiefs to focus on securing lasting benefits for their communities by supporting responsible mining operations. Dr. Kaveta has also raised concerns about the formation of overly large mining cooperatives in gold-rich areas, stressing that membership should be limited to ensure fair benefit sharing and minimize conflicts. Meanwhile, Planet Gold Zambia National Project Manager Abigail Mwailenge has announced that the project is developing a financing scheme to assist licensed artisanal and small-scale miners in accessing funds for equipment procurement. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuvalo says the Constituency Development Fund remains one of the most transformative tools for grassroots development in the country. However, Mr. Sialuvalo has noted that the full potential of the CDF is yet to be realized, citing persistent challenges such as delayed project procurement, weak oversight of loans and grants, and misaligned development priorities. Speaking during the annual admissions dinner of the Institute of Local Government Administrators of Zambia, in a speech delivered on his behalf by Local Government Service Commission Deputy Chairperson Brian Ndumba, Mr. Sialuvalo said the ministry will enforce strict adherence to fund release timelines to eliminate bottlenecks. Meanwhile, Institute of Local Government Administrators of Zambia President Jovax Ngoma has warned that the climate crisis is no longer a distant threat, noting that its effects are already being felt through droughts, erratic weather patterns, and dwindling dwindling natural resources, which are affecting communities across the country.
The climate crisis is no longer a distant threat. It is here, affecting our communities through drought, erratic weather, and dwindling resources. As local administrators, we must lead the charge in mitigation and adaptation. Delegates at the symposium welcomed the ongoing efforts by the Minister of Green Economy and Environment to explore carbon trading mechanisms, and local authorities were urged to prepare themselves for participation in this emerging opportunity. With proper capacity building, data systems and partners, your councils can not only mitigate emissions, but also generate alternative revenue to support local development.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants President Yande Mwenye has commended 93 graduates for earning their Chartered Accountant Zambia designation, describing it as a significant milestone for the accounting profession. Speaking during the convocation and annual award ceremony held in Lusaka, Ms. Mwenye has urged the newly qualified accountants to uphold integrity, mentor others, and contribute to Zambia's economic growth. She has further emphasized that the CA Zambia qualification meets international standards as approved by the International Federation of Accountants.
The CA Zambia designation have not only completed the can hold